You have before you an agreement that's been prepared with respect to the 8-day Festival of Fireworks that we're having for the Canada 150 celebration. As council will recall, on October the 2nd, council approved a resolution that stated, be it resolved that council does hereby approve the budget requested $3,545,000 for the Canada Day 150 Festival of Fireworks and authorize the mayor to sign off on the fireworks and entertain contracts within the discussed budget. What we have done here today, although the report indicates authorization to execute, this resolution pretty well takes us there already. However, I think it is prudent that we at least have an opportunity to review the agreement, and it is for council's information this evening, because we will proceed to execute the agreement. One of the issues, or really not an issue, but with the agreement is that we have decided to sole source this agreement, and the gentleman was here with Mayor Black earlier to make a presentation. This company has provided Timmins with a number of fireworks productions over the last 20 years. In particular, I believe for almost 20 years with the South Porcupine Winter Carnival, and just recently four firework productions for the Kayak Challenge and two for Canada Day. This company also has extensive experience with international competitions and setting up productions such as this. They've done work in Saudi Arabia, Guatemala, Vietnam, and United Kingdom. This amount of the contract for the services, and this is a service contract, is for $15,000. I fully understand that there is a $410,000 budget allocation attached to this, but if you read the agreement, nothing can be spent unless the City of Timmins approves each of the expenditures for the $410,000. So what you have before you is a service agreement for $15,000. Under our purchasing bylaw, if we decide to go to a sole source, we only have to require council approval if the amount goes beyond $25,000 and the agreement cannot exceed greater than 5 years. So therefore, there's no approval required, but I believe it's prudent to at least provide council with that information so that they can proceed, or we can proceed further with the other agreements that are required. And I will do my best to answer any questions council may have with respect to the agreement.
Any questions or comments from council? Councilor Dubo.
Thank you, Mayor Black. So just to be clear to you, to the CEO, he said this has been brought back. This has already been passed. However, it's been brought back that authorizes the execution. So this is, correct me if I'm wrong, so this is for information for council?
Well, the resolution that was passed on October the 3rd specifically authorizes the mayor to sign off on fireworks and entertainment contracts within the discussed budget. The discussed budget being $3.5 million. This is for $15,000, but we've brought it forward so that council at least be aware of what's going on and how these festivities are progressing.
So just to clarify, at this point in time, I haven't signed this agreement. The proponent on the or the other person in the agreement has signed it to bring it tonight, but we wanted to bring it for informational purposes and discussion from council before I sign and complete the agreement.
Well, I look at this, and I guess you go through the whole document, but the recommendation, it talks, there's a figure of 3.5 million mentioned, but not 15,000. I remember seeing a figure of 25,000 before this. I have a real problem with this, and that's a sole sourcing. We don't sole source anything. And we have, maybe CEO can find this for me. He mentioned in regards to services and contracts going forward, but I'm reading the bylaw, and it states that purchases exceeding $50,000, so that was 50. So this is 3.5. This is the whole gamut of the whole thing. We're breaking this down from 3.5 to 15,000. That's just confusing the issue. Why we are sole sourcing? This company approached us. They're obviously not the only company in the country that does this kind of stuff. To sole source this is a very dangerous precedent, and the perception is not good. We can't be sourcing anything. We have so many items that come back for like 3-6 months at a time. We brought this forward in one meeting and passed it all at one time for $3.5 million. And now we're sole sourcing. It doesn't make sense. And you go back in regards to, there's a number of things. I found a report, or a report was supplied to me by a taxpayer in regards to a report from our manager of tourism, Gila Marsh, and it talked about, council asked for a report in regards to, should we be in the business of promoting events? And the report was accepted in large by council. And it states, for the most part, northern municipalities do not lead event festival programming, but instead provide human resource support to event planners. Some of the larger communities was also lead some programming that exposes the municipality to minimal risk and lead bigger programming such as concerts to concert promoters. What makes us think we are concert promoters? We did a couple of festivals. It's identified in this very lengthy report. It was a very detailed report. Summer of 2001, we hosted a festival. We lost $30,000. Summer 2002, we hosted a festival. We lost $186,000. So the key to bringing big name acts to Tim's Restaurant, our ability to raise adequate funds to minimize risk. We have not raised those funds to date. We're putting the cart before the horse. Again, just quoting the report, Mr. Lamar said that Petawawa and Matawawa's tactics stood out and the best way to have a successful event. He explained in Petawawa, approximately 15 festivals are led by events coordinators, and that the size of the events is not considered large scale. Therefore, these expose the municipality to small risk. Quite simply, we are gambling with the taxpayers' monies. We were not elected to do so. We should be spending our time finding efficiencies and cutting our taxes. This is, and I've heard it many times, our proponents for this. Hopefully, we break even. Hopefully, we make a little bit of money. We shouldn't be basing our decisions on hopes. And I already suggest, I ask council to reconsider this. We've had very little commitment in regards to things going forward. My understanding is that the money is available. There's monies from the province and the feds, but it's minimal. We should have those monies in place before we proceed with this. And sole sourcing this contract is not the right thing to do. Thank you.
Councilor Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor Black. I have a couple of questions here that really require clarification here. Who is the party that's negotiating with agents and promoters of big name acts? Who's negotiating this? Because obviously negotiations are going on right now because you announced you would have names available in a short period of time. What's the negotiating team here?
The negotiating team is, word travels fast, and their agreement, as notice was sent out today, their agreement will come back for approval on Thursday at a special meeting. Please, no comments from the audience.
This is a company that we're entering into agreement that's going to negotiate things?
Correct.
Okay. So we've obviously negotiated an agreement with this company to be brought back to council for approval of the special meeting Wednesday.
The agreement is negotiated under the terms of the resolution that was passed September 30th.
Who negotiated the agreement with the company that's coming here on Wednesday?
City staff, myself, and our legal team.
City staff, who are city staff?
The CEO has been involved in discussions, the treasurer has been involved in discussions, and the manager of tourism has been involved in discussions.
All of them together?
Yes, all of them have seen the discussion.
In the same room, not with the mayor going and telling them that this is what has transpired.
We have all had several meetings. If you'd like to ask the CEO instead of myself, direct your questions.
In all fairness, that wasn't the question. The question is, has the mayor gone to these people and say, this is the company we want to go with to negotiate our entertainment deals?
No, if you recall when council first discussed this, and council discussed this in two meetings previously, at that time what had occurred was these groups came to us with a proposal for the festival and asked if we wanted to work with them. They had some entertainers lined up, some of which did not work out, and we have moved from there. So this is a group that has come to us with a proposal to put on a festival and asked if we wanted to be a partner and fund the festival in the manner that's been outlined per the council resolution last meeting.
With respect to the big name act scheduled for July 1st, whomever, whoever it will be, how much money are we setting aside for this big name act singularly?
As indicated in the original draft of the budget, the entertainment portion of the Canada Day portion is approximately $1
million. $1 million for the big name act?
Okay, the acts on Canada Day, yes.
Okay, this doesn't have to be a question. It's going to be a comment. All right. Promoters, agents approach a promoter to go into a certain town. Okay. The artist is going to get paid regardless.
Correct.
The promoter takes the risk. In this case, this is a sweetheart deal for any promoter and any agent wanting to come to Timmins for the simple reason that they don't have to sell the ticket because the taxpayers are going to guarantee $1 million. Great deal. If I could sing, I'd be in line to get the appointment.
I would disagree with you slightly. There's usually three parties involved in these agreements. One is the host, whether it be a municipality, a private entity, a Timmins Festival and Events Committee, who is the host organization putting on the event. The promoter is the agent between that host and the company. So the promoters involved that we're dealing with, and they don't go and put on festivals and events. They find organizations, whether they be private or public organizations, to host the events, and they get paid a commission based on their job.
In all fairness, Mayor Black, would you not agree that
we are taking the risk? I will agree to that.
The promoter has, any promoter coming to this town where the taxpayers is on the hook for $1 million, it's going to love that kind of deal and probably sleep a lot at night with not having to worry about selling X number of tickets to cover his cost, because the artist gets paid regardless whether there's one person or 15,000 people. Okay, so I'll drop that line of question. I want to go to the fireworks. You indicated in the document tonight that there's a possibility of some support for some of the articles that are in the fireworks display. If you get that support, does that reduce to 3.5, or are you considering 3.5 as the budget overall?
Are you talking about the company's matching fireworks?
I'm talking about, in the presentation tonight, you have several stars, and you say that there's possibility of support in these areas. Okay, in page 125 of 177,
yes.
The presentation. Now, if this support comes forward, real dollars, not in-kind. In-kind is not money in the taxpayer's pocket. It might help the selling it and that, but real dollars. If you get real dollars from some of these international groups, I suspect you're not going to get too much to start with, but is that going to reduce the 3.5?
Again, I'm not sure of your question. The international groups aren't coming forward to us with cash. The international groups have the option to match a certain dollar worth of fireworks. So that would not come off. That would be an enhancement to the fireworks that are going on in the display. The sponsors we have the opportunity to offset some cost within the budget for the show. So where we had a budget dollar for promotions, which may not have been as large as we wanted, when we get sponsors on board to cover some of the promotions, that has the potential to reduce some cost there. If you look at the fireworks agreement, it's $408,000 plus taxes. It's indicated taxes are not included. And our original budget for the fireworks was approximately $450,000, if I recall the first presentation. If you look at the starred items, one of the cost factors is accommodations. We have since brought on accommodation sponsors who are sponsoring rooms for performers and staff for the event. So that cost is covered by that sponsor now at that time and would be reduced off the fireworks budget. We have companies that have come forward to be sponsors for a night of the festival. So yes, that provides us with some extra dollars. But until everything is locked in and finalized, I can't give you the final balance sheet of, but yes, it puts us in a position. The more sponsors we bring online, the more position we are to have a better chance of coming in under budget.
Final question. Okay, and you're kind of skirting what I've asked here. Okay, you're saying you've got a $408,000 plus tax budget. You're also indicating that the hotels have stepped up to accommodate some of these people. We're providing their car rentals. We're maybe an airline will fly some of these guys over here. Who knows? But that reduces our cost. Now, if the 408 is reduced as part of the 3.5, does it further reduce the 3.5?
As long as everything else stays in line, yes, it does.
That's my question. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Councillor Dubo.
Thank you, Mayor Black. In regards, you mentioned the two meetings we had on August 8th and 29th. What has been passed here was not was what we discussed at those meetings. You had a clear direction from council to negotiate an exclusive concert and to look into the fireworks. That was August 29th. Then you came back on September 30th and sent us an email that you got an eight-day concert fireworks festival. That was not the authority you were given on the 29th. We all know what was passed there. And we're confusing the issue here in a big way. And now we have a special meeting, which we've just been advised of tonight, that we, to bring back a proposal in regards to a this contract, which we have not received yet. And that concerns me also. So we got this special meeting on Thursday afternoon at noon. Will this be, well, it has to be recorded and sent out. So this, again, the transparency and the accountability going forward is not real, in my opinion. And the matters that you expressed here in regards to our in-council meetings are not reflective of exactly what happened at those meetings, and you know that.
Well, Councillor Dubois, you've said many things tonight. One, you've said...
Councillor Black, you know, you've debated this issue all night. I suggest, you know, it's time...
I'm not debating. I'm clarifying your comments.
No, you are directly opposing my comments, so therefore... you know, as rules of debate, you should be stepping down.
Just for clarification, the mayor was asked a number of direct questions. Any member is able to answer a question when directed at them. He's not debating. He's answering questions.
Steph, you should go back and watch the video because he debated several times.
Question one for clarification. I'll defer to the treasurer. That was stated we don't ever sole source contracts. Could you please answer yes or no? Do we sole source contracts in the city of Timmins when required?
Yes, we have sole source contracts from time to time.
Your Worship, if I may, just recently, I believe it was September 26, Council authorized the sole sourcing of a contract to ProPipe in the amount of $52,000.
I'd like to respond to that, and yes, we have sole sourcing at different points in here. There's no reason at this point that this is not the only contract that can do this. We did sole source ProPipe, yes, because they're in place and expedites the aspect. There was no reason to move this forward at that quick a pace. There's no reason for that.
Hey, in regards to the process and the questions that have been raised tonight, you are 100% correct. I get my direction from council. And on September 30th, council gave direction in a 7-2 vote. So as much as you want to talk about what previous direction was or what direction that any other, that is the formal public resolution that was voted on by council in a 7-2 vote. And I wish you would respect that decision and council's decision and their authority as well. The second items in terms of sole sourcing, this was expressed during the time when we did the presentation. There are timelines for ordering, timelines for moving this process forward, and this organization come forward to us. I am not aware of any other company in Ontario. There are other companies in Canada who put on these shows, but this is a company that approached us and is receiving $15,000 in labor costs in exchange for putting on this festival. A pretty minute payment in the large realm of things. Yes, we are paying for fireworks, and yes, we are paying for supplies and insurance for the event. But in terms of having an issue with the firework provider being sole source, they're getting a total of $15,000 for their labor, time, and efforts putting into making this fireworks show a success. I don't have any issues proceeding with that. Again, council has approved the festival. We're bringing this back for a report. If the majority of council or anyone who supported the festival wants to table a motion for reconsideration, we'll consider it. But if not, it is our intention to proceed. We have a number of sponsors who have come on board, another one today. I fully intend working with council and staff to make this festival a success. The amount of positive support out there has been incredible to date through both the private sector sponsors who are approaching us to come on board, as well as the residents and the people from out of community discussing coming either home to Timmins or to visit friends and family in Timmins for that week. So I accept that it is a risky proposition. I do not argue or challenge Councillor Campbell's points. They are fair and valid points that we are investing in a very large-scale festival, and there is some risk with that. However, I accept that council has decided to proceed with that by a significant majority vote, and that is the direction we will continue to follow. And I hope any councillor being concerned for the taxpayers' dollars would spend their time promoting and encouraging the event to sell tickets and reduce the risk to the taxpayers. Any further questions or comments with regards to the festival? Councillor Dubo.
Thank you. Quick comment. This was brought to us on August the 8th, then it was brought to us 3 weeks later. No reason to expedite the process. So August the 29th, the last time you spoke to council, then you were advised that the proponent that you were negotiating with in that period of time decided not to do the event. We were not advised of that. And also on September 30th, you come back with this whole new proposal. And all of a sudden, it has to be passed that night. From August 8th and all of a sudden October 3rd, it has to be passed. That is not transparency. $15,000 a proponent is getting for this. You're saying it's reasonable? Maybe it is. We don't know. We didn't put an RFP out there. We don't know. And it's not for $15,000. It's for $200,000 for fireworks and $450,000 overall. So let's not say it's $15,000. We're buying $200,000 worth of fireworks. We're paying for these countries to come over. We're paying for them to fly over. We're paying for their hotels and everything like that, borrowing some sponsor with that. But that's what we approved that night. And that's what we committed. So this $15,000, that is not a real figure. Just to clarify things, thank you.
And just to clarify, as per clarified via emails, the promoter has not dropped out. We're working with the same promoters. The original artist did say no. And council, as mentioned in my previous email, was notified within 24 hours of me finding out that, which is not, and I can dig up the emails and prove it to you again, once again, if I have to, Councillor Dubo, within 24 hours of being told that performer was not providing, you had an email telling you that that performer was out of the discussions.
I asked for that email. I never got it.
I can provide it to you, and I hope you come out publicly and say you are correct. You were provided with it within 24 hours, because that's the facts. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none,